Hello, gorgeous humans, aliens, witches, wizards, unicorns, poodles. We welcome you all to this safe space for self-discovery and bad bitchery. Yes, it's Herbie House. I'm Queen Herbie. This is Jedi Nick. If you're watching on our Patreon, which you can just visit by typing in herbie.house to any web browser, we, for $5 a month, we give you the full video of this podcast so you can see our silly faces and our silly poodles and our silly living room, which we did move the furniture in.
The original Mona Lisa is behind us.
The original Da Vinci. So if you want that, herbie.house.
Spared no expense.
I put up an aura cleanse this week that was really gorgeous and beautiful. You deserve a spring cleaning aura cleanse if you're interested in the extended version. I always post like a little snippet to my Instagram. And it's always amazingly fulfilling to me how many people get even the effect in a 1 minute cut down of the aura cleanses. So if you're interested in that, also we have a buzzing community on Discord, which has been just beautiful. And I actually pulled a couple of questions out of the Discord that I thought we could open this episode with because y'all are always asking such pertinent questions. Okay, so the first one I have for this week is from Mrs. Janik, how to deal with disappointing your parents. I feel like sometimes it's so hard for them to accept that I'm my own person making my own choices still at 31 years old. Oh my goddess, I hear you. My mom likes to make my choices about her and get emotional over them. Then guilt trips me. Oh, please don't get a neck tattoo. My blood pressure can't handle it. Oh my goddess. Okay, I hope I'm not oversharing your
post,
Mrs. Janik. This is so beautiful. A great question. For me, it was around the age of 31 that I started to realize that, you know, what was it? A great therapist posted this week, like, your parents look at your choices as if you are abandoning them or betraying them, as opposed to encouraging you to grow.
Yeah.
Your parents often look at your choices as you are betraying them instead of encouraging you to continue to grow and go beyond where their understanding may have stopped. So I think you already know the answer. You know, you are healing ancestral traumas, you're taking on some very uncomfortable shit and you're doing an amazing job. I think this could be a really good full episode at some point.
Oh yeah. Well, there's so many different tie-ins for different things. Not speaking for everybody, but it does seem like some people have children, you know, like our parents or that generation or stuff or now, whatever. But like, it seems like a lot of people they don't know necessarily why they have kids. And then when they do have children, it's like this weird, like they feel like they own you. You know what I mean?
There's no subtle way to put that. But yeah, I've read so many books. The Alice Miller books are really, really pungent. Those of you that like some pungent reading. And you feel like you're connecting to this topic. Alice Miller says that literally parents are selfish AF and they have kids to control them and basically abuse them the way that they're carrying out the same abuse cycles that their parents did to them. If you're an unconscious parent, which is very easy to do, by the way, you're going to find compassion at the end of this process. But the beginning, Alice Miller says it's important to be angry. So I hope that begins to answer your question. Thank you for that beautiful explanation in the Discord.
You are absolutely your own person.
Yes, you're your own person.
Believe
you're not crazy. You're not crazy, okay? Your parents have just not faced some of these things and haven't processed these things because it's hard work.
For your own experience, not theirs.
Some people don't want to do the work, babe, and it's heartbreaking. And that's so perfect for today's topic because we are going to jump into the topic of breakups, the topic of heartbreak. This topic has been largely requested by our community. It's something that I've been avoiding. Nick doesn't really avoid anything. He just does what I say, which is lovely.
What's your name?
And, you know, this topic is so cute because we used to have a band called Carmen and our biggest song was called Broken Hearted.
Though everybody always called it, they're like, heartbroken. Next up, Heartbroken by...
Our song title game just wasn't that clutch before. But whether it's your first serious relationship or your 10th, okay, this episode is going to explore how we might transmute the crippling feelings of breaking up to feelings of empowerment. Okay, that's always our goal, is to transmute and transform and alchemize this shit. I want to also note that this information on this episode is going to apply to non-romantic relationships as well. So this includes, like we were talking about with the family, there are some babies out there that had to go no contact with their parents for different reasons, right? This is also applying to friendships. I mean, how many times have you lost a friendship and you're like, what was that? Okay, so this episode does not only apply to romantic relationships, but I find that this information also applies to all breakups, and we're gonna get into why. And this is where we would insert the Carmen song, Broken Hearted, but I don't know if we're even allowed to do that.
Do we own it yet?
I don't know. You know, I love to start with the definitions. Okay, the definition of heartbreak. This is one of the most saucy definitions I've ever seen on this podcast. Overwhelming distress, period. Heartbreak literally just means overwhelming distress, okay? Like, talk about negative Nancy over here. Merriam-Webster doesn't give a fuck, okay? Heartbreak means overwhelming distress. We are grieving a loss, not just of a relationship, but also the plans and the dreams and the hopes that you shared with this person, okay? This is a huge sense of failure at the outset. At the outset, when you're like totally shocked that this thing is melting down, this is like, wow, I can't believe I'm going no contact with my parent. I can't believe that this boyfriend that I had for 7 years is just like not the person I expected. And you don't see another way. There's no way out. You know, this pain is what it feels insurmountable, right? Overwhelming distress. And before we dive into the techniques and things for getting through this process of heartbreak, I want to remind you that we are choosing on this Herbie House podcast. We are choosing a perspective, okay? You can choose a lot of different perspectives, but we are going to indulge we're going to allow for the pain while maintaining a thread of empowerment this whole time. Remember when we did those episodes about like having the sponsoring thought or like the observer, kind of the higher self always watching you go through shit? She's gonna be really important during this episode, okay?
Yeah.
Because big picture, bitch, if we zoom out, big picture, okay, you're going through a breakup. Big picture, you can't make the wrong choice. I love that phrase. You literally can't make the wrong choice.
Okay.
It sometimes feels like, oh, I made the wrong choice. But what's going to happen, bitch, is you're going to learn so much in this process. Everything in life is designed for your perfect unfoldment. You're becoming a bigger, badder bitch all the time, right? You're returning to source. You're becoming godlike. You're going through, we come to this earth game to have experiences. And I'm understanding from all the books I'm reading that you can't get a more powerful, potent experience than with a relationship with another being.
Yeah.
That is, bitch, if you're going through a breakup, you are literally perceiving yourself through another and linking your emotions and feelings, and emotions and feelings create your reality. Like, this is the most powerful magic that you can experience. So strap in, bitch. This is not for the faint of heart. You came for extra credit. If you're going through this stuff, bitch, you are a superhero, okay? So we're going to talk about what that means, maintaining that thread of hope and understanding that other you, that higher you, the eternal you that lives beyond the death of your body, right? He or she or they is really creating magic through this breakup. We're doing this. This is the Herbie House way. We don't do it another way. Because you'll see in this process, it's a very predictable process going through a breakup of any kind. You've got your denial stage. You've got your anger stage. You've got your bargaining stage. You've got depression and grieving, and then you have what we call radical acceptance, which is then coming out the other side with the silver linings, and you're like, oh, wow, I'm so glad that I am now this person. I'm no longer this person. I've learned so much from this.
What's the Hawaiian phrase?
Ho'oponopono?
Ho'oponopono?
I said that wrong, but it's a beautiful phrase, and I'm going to totally screw it up. Do you remember it?
Shit.
It's like, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. Yeah. We'll include it in the show notes. Okay. So let's hop into this, with this perspective. Okay. You're grieving a loss. The relationship's over. Your plans, dreams, and hopes are over. You have this sense of failure, right? So this is what to expect when you're expecting a breakup. You have a big abrupt change in your daily routine. It's an overwhelming, right? Overwhelming distress. Your life just changed overnight. You may even lose other relationships that are like in the circle of your ex-partner, or those relationships might change in some way. That's very uncomfortable, right? You had this life that you were used to and now it's changed. Your sense of self might be changing. And again, zooming out, change is the only constant in life. So I know this is scary, but remember, like, change is that's the only thing we are doing here consistently on Earth. Now, if you layer all this shit with your Saturn return, okay, so some babes out there are going through, they're in their like 29 to 31 age category. Y'all are going through a Saturn return, which is when the planet of Saturn returns to the same spot it was when you were born. And it's forcing you, I mean, that's the planet of karma, and it's not a bad thing, right? Saturn, it comes with some heavy lessons, but these are going to make you a badder bitch. But I notice this a lot, like people going through breakups in their early 30s are like, woe is me, like I will never find somebody. I'm gonna be alone forever. This is what my song Alone was about. So you have all these initial, like this overwhelming distress in all these categories. Then you have your fears of abandonment and rejection and these traumas coming up from like your childhood that you just didn't even know were still there. Like, bitch, they've been waiting for this moment to come up and be healed. So let's take a deep breath and releasing. Like I said, we're zooming out, we're keeping that thread of positivity through this heavy shit, but it is a predictable process. Like, there's not a single breakup that has occurred on this planet that didn't go through denial, anger, bargaining, grieving, and acceptance. There's not a single one. So while you're kind of stuck in this breakup rut, this heartbreak thing, know that it's not going to be linear. It's not, but it's also not going to last forever.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to remember, but nothing does last forever. No feeling will last forever.
No.
Even though if it feels like it will.
And remember, your feelings are your superpower. I know there's a lot of men, especially, that can't cry or they can't feel that emotion. Like, one of the things when I was Googling about breakups, it was like, do men cry? I'm like, damn, like you need to get all these things out. The answer is no. Men do not cry. So that's going to be the first piece of advice. Now, I scoured the internet for all the advice and it was all the same, bitch. So if you are going through a breakup, if you need to send this episode to somebody you know who's going through a breakup, please do so. We love you so much for this. And we want you to not feel alone because it is a predictable process and you will get through it.
And it happens to everybody.
Happens to everybody. Like, this is something I thought by my late 30s I would not be experiencing. I'm a married woman and I still experience breakups. I still do. And it's interesting because becoming the observer this time, you know, when I had my high school boyfriend, I was not observant. I was just fully in the roller coaster of emotions. And it took me years to get over that one. But I still, to this day, am realizing how lucky I am to have removed myself from that one, right? Or have the universe remove me from that. Because you just don't know. You don't know at the time. Like, what if God, universe, Gus, goddess plan for you is just bigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
That trust in yourself and in your path and your journey has to be bigger. You have to trust yourself more than this really sticky, uncomfortable shit. So the first tip from all the internet sources was feel the feelings. Feel the feelings. You will likely experience many conflicting emotions, right? It's going to be really strange. Ignoring or suppressing them will only make the grieving process harder and longer. Okay, so if you do just like erupt into like ugly cries, you're doing good. It's like you're going to move through this a little bit faster. So allow yourself to experience your feelings, knowing that they're temporary, like Jedi said. And my favorite one is the ugly cry. I do the ugly cry often, you know, but especially with a breakup, you know, sometimes I'll go through some kind of a breakup of a relationship and I'm like, when's the ugly cry coming? She's coming sometime.
Usually halfway through a martini.
Yes. You just need one martini, half of a martini.
Yeah,
and you'll be in full snot.
Like, remember, never have more martinis than you have nipples. Just a martini rule.
The best advice. Thanks, Jedi.
What I'm here for.
I love to watch sad movies and listen to sad music. That really helps me. You know what it is? I'm just trying to spark the ugly cry. I'm trying to get this out.
Yeah.
This energy will just sit in your body and rot if you don't find a way to release it. So that's going to be my first advice if you are going through a breakup, is to feel the feelings. One thing that I did once was I wrote a letter to the person that I was breaking up with. I wrote them a letter, and it was nasty. Like, I said everything I wanted to say. And you never send that shit. Never send it. You burn it, you rip it up, you throw it in the garbage, you crack an egg over it. I don't know, there's like all these witchy things you can do. But writing them a letter and getting it out is so very helpful. And this also applies for journaling if you're a big journaler. I will perform rituals on myself with like aromatherapy oils and stuff. Like I'll really, and we're gonna get into the self-care piece because that is a huge piece. But getting these emotions out is huge. Whatever you need to do to woo-woo yourself into tears, or whatever you need to release, if you need to punch a pillow. I still love the example that I think it was Pete Walker gave. He was like in a phone book and a rubber tube and just like beat the shit out of it.
But I think he was saying even for do it like for like 3 minutes straight or something, right?
Yeah.
And by the end of those, first of all, you're going to realize how exhausting that is to do it for 3 minutes straight. And then you're going to be in a completely different place than the 3 minutes of where you started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would also recommend cleansing and clearing your space, like wherever you are residing, because we are keeping this thread of focus through the breakup of, bitch, we are going to become unstoppably gorgeous through this process. So that's your higher self is watching you go through this and ugly cry and go through all the things and knowing that you are going to be so stunning when this is through. So it's like you're doing little things. I like get new bed sheets, right? Like remove anything that reminds you of your ex. That's huge. If you're walking around your apartment and you see like something that reminds you of them and it triggers these feelings to come up again and just loop over and over, That means it's time to get rid of that thing or that piece. So I would recommend either packing up all their shit into a box and like putting it somewhere you can't see it.
Letting it on fire.
The violence. So this is the denial phase and the anger phase, I would say, kind of together. These two phases are probably the worst part, in my opinion.
In the beginning?
Yeah, because it's like the guttural pain. It's like you have to experience it, babe. Do not hold it in. Whatever you need to do.
Yeah, it's all about tension and release.
Yeah.
So I think anything you can do to kind of like release the pressure here and there is going to be the answer.
Yeah, because otherwise you carry it around with you forever and you start just being not an optimal version of yourself because you're using so much subconscious energy to hold this sadness in.
Yeah.
You know? And you don't have to do this in front of people. You can find a private space to do these things. But I highly recommend, you know, even if you have like a day job and you have to like go to work, like sure, go to work. And then maybe at night, like give yourself an hour or two to really get into your sadness, like get into those feelings. The second tip from the interwebs was that recovery is not linear. If you're going through a breakup, what you need is going to change day to day, like even hour to hour. Like it's kind of crazy. You start feeling a little, basically you're going into a cocoon as the person you thought you were and the life that you thought you were going to have, and you're closing in the cocoon and healing yourself to reemerge as a butterfly. It's really like, it's going to be strange. You know, you might not eat the same, you know, like I remember not eating very much.
Yeah.
It's sort of a traumatizing experience to go through a breakup, but knowing, you know, that this is going to push you into a better version of yourself. And so you will feel better over time. That is guaranteed, but it's not a steady process. And so you have to start being really savvy with your choices, right? So say no when you don't want to do something, right? So in the past, you may have wanted to go to the bar with your girlfriends, but like this week, it's a no. It's a no. I'm still processing this, right? Or maybe you do want to go, you want to go to the bar twice with your girlfriends. Like whatever it is for you, don't worry about analyzing it or trying to explain yourself. Just do what you need to do. And like I said, that observation mode is super helpful. Use this time to get a little woo-woo. use this time to get a little spiritual, you know, because you're like, what, why am I here exactly? Why is this happening? What's next for me? This is a really good opportunity to get curious about what's coming next for you. This is an opportunity for a glow up, for fuck's sake, right? I think we forget that a lot when we're in the trenches. And it's like, yo, you have two choices. You can be like, oh, my life's over, is it? Bitch, no, the only other way to go is up. That's the only way to look at it.
Or evolve, yeah. Any kind of forced change is always going to be incredibly uncomfortable, and you're going to lash out like a child most of the time. And
yeah.
That's usually how it goes. And then you slowly start to even it out a little bit. But yeah, it's forced change. Like your routine of having person in your life is now fucking gone.
Yeah. And you know, depending on like who broke up with who, and if you wanted to leave or they broke up with you, whatever, we have all maybe seen examples of people that don't choose this perspective of a glow up. Some people say, I'm going to stay in my sadness and my shame forever. It's just, I mean, we should insert cricket noises. Like, no. The fuck?
You can if you want, though.
Hey, it's your choice. You can't make the wrong choice.
You're having fun there. You're getting some payoff doing that. Then
you're getting some ego payoff.
You're
I guess
allowed.
Like, ha! I'm gonna sacrifice my entire life to be sad because you ruined it. It's like,
yeah.
Whoa!
So you get a payoff from it for sure. It's you are completely fucking yourself. That process.
Yes.
But you know,
I'm trying to think of a good analogy for that.
You're allowed to do whatever you want here. This is the.
It's not the popular choice. But I have seen it before. I've seen marriages break up where the ex like just refuses to get married again or date or anything.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know, so many options. So not here to judge. Sorry, that sounded judgmental. But
yeah, you're judging me.
But it is not the wave that we're on at Herbie House. I think we are always looking for ways to up level. Like I've seen people go through breakups and discover their true passion in life and have like immaculate success that they never would have had being stuck in their old routine.
Yeah.
So again, we're here to choose the positive where possible.
Yep.
The next tip that I got was don't isolate too long. Okay, so while I said it is important to go into your cocoon and to sort of heal and get this emotions processed, it is really helpful to reach out to friends and family who are supportive. So if you have anybody in your circle, I can already hear some of you like, I don't know, Queen, I don't have anybody like that. That's also okay. I noticed for me, like jumping on YouTube and having my friends, I'm saying that in quotations because there's like therapists on YouTube that really resonate with me, that really helped me get through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you don't have a person in your life, reach out to those resources, those free resources that are available to you. Because connecting with other people is going to make you feel less alone. Even if it's these anonymous comments on YouTube on a therapy video, you're going to feel like, oh shit, this is something that everybody experiences. This is just where I am right now.
Yeah.
And it's temporary. And I would definitely, if you're hanging out with your friends, and I would find a balance between talking about the breakup and engaging in other activities. Right. So I noticed when I,
distraction.
Yes, when I was going through one of my breakups, I would just like talk about it all the time. And I would have to consciously like that higher self me was like babysitting. She was like, hey, listen, okay, you and put a period here and start a new paragraph and like talk about making candles.
Well, there's a big thing that for me is, and it depends on who you are, and you have to learn about all this process. You have to figure out who you are and how you react to things, but muddying the waters is a big thing for me. Like the more the concept is, you know, it's like picking at a scab or you're in the water and you keep running around, you keep moving. So it keeps getting muddy and you don't give it time to like become still and clear again. So you can't see anything there. So the more that you talk about it, the more that you're continuing, it's a fine line because you do need to like allow some kind of alleviation of the pressure. But at the same time, I am not I see it a lot of times as muddying the waters, that you're now like you can't see through it at all. And the more that you continue to move, the more it's just like dirtier it gets and harder and longer it's going to take for it to clear up.
So if you step out of that little pond and jump into a different pond for a while, it lets that pond, the dirt.
Can't do that.
It lets the dirt settle. As I was talking about candles too, I just made candles this week for the first time and it was so soothing, y'all.
Some of them smell pretty good.
Well, you helped with the smells.
Yeah, mine did.
I will say that on this podcast, we always say, we need your art. We need your art. And we mean it. Okay, this could be a really good opportunity where you find yourself talking about your breakup all the time and you're kind of like, oh shit, I'm muddying the waters, queen. Maybe it's time to pick up a random ass hobby, bitch. Maybe you need to go to, I think it was like candlescience.com.
Racquetball.
They have like these candle kits for like $30. Girl, make some candles, like explore, empower yourself with your art, right? So if you paint, if you write music, whatever it is, this is a good way to start distracting yourself. Once you've had your ugly cry and you're going through this weird fluctuating time where you're muddying, you're talking about it too much a little bit, find ways to distract yourself and find other things that really spark your interest, because this is going to start transitioning you into that new butterfly version.
Yeah, it helps you release it. Also, if you are an artist or writer or music and any of these things, put it in your art. Put it in your shit, kid.
Yes. Oh, some of the best music I ever wrote was from breakups.
Well, I mean, look at Adele. Look at T-Swift. You know what I mean? Half of the songs are, you know, it's like, oh, here comes the breakup album.
Yeah.
Like it writes itself a lot of times. So it's a fine line, you know, maybe you don't want to take advantage of it. You don't want to go too deep. And I understand that that's how I operate. But they're still like the root of the experience is still so human, and everybody can relate on some level. So I would say, don't let any suffering go to waste, you know, use it.
Yep. So this is an opportunity to invest in yourself. So even if, like I said, you get the $30 candle making kit, you can go out and meet new people. You can join a club, take a class. Like there's so many things you can do just for the fuck of it. Like think of this as like, I'm just in this transition time, just trying something new because things are changing. Like you're embracing the landslide that is your life. And it's going to reveal all these beautiful new gems and jewels that you didn't even know were under there, but it feels really uncomfortable. It's very disruptive.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, fuck it. Take on this attitude of like, fuck it. I'm going to learn to make candles. Even if you only do it for a week, it's so helpful. So helpful. So art, super important. Trust and believe what's coming is better than what was lost. That's the ultimate truth. You have to trust and believe that what is coming is better than what is gone. You have to. That's your only option. And romanticize yourself into that until it feels true for you. Because when you first say that, you're going to be like, yeah, what is gone, what is coming is better than what's going to... You're not going to believe it at first.
Yeah.
But it's like that babysitter you is really helping you. She's really going to guide you through this. And by the way, you're making room. This landslide is making room for the new shit. Like you can't even get to the new you until you go through this stuff, until you physically move shit out of the way. That's maybe my favorite. After this, it gets a lot easier, I feel like.
Yeah.
This is the hardest part. And it's really just like the pain, the crying and the pain and the anger and the slapping of the rubber pipe to like, I need to make candles. And then you make room for your new life.
Yeah.
And you're maintaining that observant you, that higher self, and she's babysitting and she's guiding you through it and trusting and believing that your new life is going to be better.
Being able to observe yourself through this is the key, is the trick. Because you're not going to be able to do it most of the time, and you're going to get lost in the storm of fuckery and just get kind of swept away in the shit river.
Yep.
And that's all right, but it's going to happen. But every once in a while, if you can, you know, pull your head out and kind of like zoom out and be able to observe it, it's going to help a lot.
Yeah. And I know it goes without saying, but all your regular self-care routines, exercise, eating healthy, smoking weed, meditating. Yeah, there's all these things you can do as well to supplement this self-care journey. So, okay, the next tip that I thought was super helpful for going through a breakup is to maintain the goal in your mind. The goal is to move on. The goal is to move on. It's important to experience and express your feelings. There's a big difference between that and a permanent negative thinking loop, right? Overanalyzing the past and resenting your ex is going to sap your energy. You're not going to have any energy for the new you. It's going to make it hard to move forward. I know Mel Robbins has this thing where she talked about like the let them, just like let them theory. Like your ex is going to do what they're going to do. Don't look at their social media. Okay. I need you to either block them or remove them or whatever you need to do. This is not for them. This is not to get back at them in any way or make them feel weird. It's for you to actually remove the influence from your life. Like you don't want, whatever they're posting on social media is probably to piss you off anyway.
Right.
So like, bitch, you're just keeping the wound, you're picking the scab, you're muddying the waters. So that's a huge, you know, not everybody has to do this. Some people have much smoother, cleaner breakups, not me. But like, don't look at their social media. You need to take a break sometimes from social media. This is for your glow up. This is worth the investment of like, I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to remain hopeful for my future. And there's a lot of opportunities that are going to come your way that you can't even see right now.
Yep.
So if you get stuck, we have some really cute exercises you can do. The first one is make a list of your ex's annoying qualities. This is now we've exited the denial, the anger. Now we're in bargaining. So this is when you start looking at their social media and you're like, maybe I should send them a DM. Bitch, no, I need you to just remember this bargaining phase is funny because you start remembering the good things and forgetting the bad things. So making a list of all the poor qualities of your ex. And this is not to create more anger.
They're not a pros and cons thing.
Just
cons.
Just cons.
Got it.
We are focusing on like why this could, because we're at the midpoint of this process now. We're in the middle. Why this could actually be good for you. Interesting, right? So making a list of all your ex's annoying qualities, maybe something you could write on the back of that nasty letter you wrote to them that you didn't send yet. And then make a list of all the benefits of being single. This is interesting. Can we just savor these together? These are some of them that I came up with. You may now be free of criticism. Did this person criticize you? How did they treat you? You now don't have that. You're going to have a lot more like individual freedom. So what I mean by that is like simple shit. Like you can now eat whatever you want when you want to. You can go to bed and get up on your own schedule. You have the whole bed to yourself. These are like simple things, right? But it's like, no,
minus
this is
the dogs.
Right, minus the dogs. You now have more time to explore things that you're interested in because you're not thinking about, well, my partner like this. Oh, they don't like candles or whatever. It's like you can be messy. You know, you can have your house can be messy. Maybe your partner was really messy. You don't have to clean up after them. Wow. You are now much more able to put your own needs first. Right? Because when you're in a partnership, you are always sort of teetering on, oh, what do they need? Are we going to do this together? What time's dinner? Your friends are in town. Like, we got to. So if you're single now, all that stuff is gone and you have this open, free space. You have more control over your daily routines. You don't have to negotiate these with somebody else. You can spend more time with friends and family who may have been feeling neglected since you were in this relationship.
And from the list too, maybe you can realize there are so many relationships, I think, like people try to go outside of themselves, beyond themselves, to try to make it a good relationship. And that's always going to set yourself up for failure. I'm not saying this, some of those can't work and you figure it out, but like still, people I feel like are either too dependent or they're not being true to who they actually are when they're trying to just do what they need to do to make the other person happy.
Yeah, that's called codependency.
And that's just always going to be a fucking messy, and it happens everywhere all the time.
Well, extending
beyond yourself, and that's not going to be a sustainable energy. And that you can learn from that and use it for like, you know, your next relationships and make it fucking healthier.
It's pretty hard when you're like, I'm going into a relationship and it's going to be, because it's a commitment. Like you and me, Jedi, know after like almost 20 years being together, it's a collaboration. It's a commitment. And so you will be intertwined with the other person regardless. So what I'm just saying with this list is that being single has these benefits that, of course, it's beautiful to also like have the same sleep schedule as your partner in some ways. But it's also beautiful to experience that independence again.
Yeah. And I think in a healthy relationship, there is still a lot of independence.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm saying. And you can maybe then take a step back and understand, oh, hey, Gary.
And especially in our country or, you know, in our culture where, like, you're expected to get married and have kids, you don't have freedom, like, hardly at all.
Can be harder, yeah.
Because that's more than a collaboration. Now you have a responsibility to these, like, human beings that you created. So you can do some traveling. I'm sorry, I'm just going to finish my list because this is delicious. You can do some traveling that you might not have been able to do, right? You'll be able to meet lots of new people since now you have more time to do so. I notice, like, as soon as I get into new relationships and stuff, I start, like, neglecting my other friendships. And I don't really socialize as much as I would like to. And this one's kind of a scary one, but it's a good one. You will soon have the excitement of dating again, even though that feels scary. Like, that is a fresh, like, because as we know, me and Jedi, like, you have this period of puppy love early in your relationship. That's so beautiful, but it doesn't last forever.
The honeymoon period.
Like, yeah. You only get and go into that new relationship with the awareness, like, this is a temporary feeling, but, like, bitch, it's coming. It's coming for you if you so choose.
Yeah.
You can start dating again soon. So having these lists of, like, the things about your ex that annoyed you and all the benefits of being single helps just start to transmute this energy. Okay. So then I get to my self-soothing chapter. This is kind of the last tip that was just overall the sources on the internet was like, these are the tips that really help people. It is nice to have a couple nights of drinking.
Oh, yeah?
I like, when I go through like a major life change or like a breakup, it is fun to get a little fucked up.
But why?
I know it's wrong. Okay, and you can't just continue to get fucked up and be in your sadness. I'm not judging it.
Don't judge it.
But here for the balance of the whole experience, right? For me, like we said, a half a martini gets me to the ugly cry. That's a really helpful assist because I have all these programs from my childhood that didn't allow me to go, you know, I was embarrassed to share my emotions or to be expressive because I felt like that was dangerous in my house.
And that's exactly what it is. And that's what makes drugs and alcohol so great and also so dangerous at the same time because it can be such a useful tool in
if you have any
up, if you come from a suppression
background
it you know it allows things to
yes if you
be
have
released.
If you have any addiction issues, babe, please
you don't need it.
Please avoid. We don't need this. It's not required. But I just want to say for those people that are comfortable with something like this, it's a release.
That.
I'll do like two nights of it and then that's it, you know? And then I focus on my healthy habits and I shift into this self-care really quickly, right? So it's like you're destructive for like a day and then boom, you're right back into the self-care and you're going to feel like shit the next morning. Like you're going to be like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep doing this. I already feel like shit. But if you need help with that release, it's funny, I pulled a little meme off the internet and it was like, it says like, you need a drink, but it crossed out the word drink. And instead it has this list. So instead of you need a drink, you need connection. You need an afternoon nap. You need artful expression. You need a nutritious meal. You need a high vibe playlist. You need a dose of gratitude. You need a walk in the sunshine. You need to shake up your routine, to put your phone on silent, a vulnerable journaling session, something to look forward to, and to remember your reason why. So this was like a very powerful, this is from the Magic is in the Middle account that I took this little meme. So obviously, kids, we talk about self-care on this podcast constantly. But meditation, yoga, journaling, music, take a walk. We have a healing modalities episode that came out last week that was really, really helpful for this if you're already on this end trail of your breakup journey.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've moved through denial, anger, bargaining, the grieving process, right? Which there's so many creative ways, and this is going to be different for all of you. And now we're moving into the last step, which is acceptance, right? And this is the magic. Like, if you're able to get to this stage, you are guaranteed to be a badder bitch. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
This is it.
This is like what you said a couple weeks ago, too. Like, when you no longer have an emotion about the situation that you've transmuted it into wisdom.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's kind of, eventually you go through all the way around and then you're able to be okay with it.
Even the letting go technique that we talk about a lot from the David Hawkins books, he says the whole, he has all these books about it. And the simple fact of letting go is like, you sit there quietly and you bring up the emotion and you let it run through. And it's like a croissant, layers of croissant traumas. And you just, you let it run through. You be there with it like you're babysitting a little baby. And you let those feelings go. And they go away, babe. Eventually you run out.
They always run out. Sometimes it takes a fucking minute.
Yeah. And I'm not saying you have to be doing this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do this for like 5-10 minutes a day. And you will get through this. You will fucking do it. I have faith in you. So when you are ready, and I say this in capitals, when you are ready, you don't, there's nobody forcing you, okay? But when you are ready, and don't beat yourself up, just be honest, bitch, okay? We're going to go through some questions that might bring to light how this relationship may have helped you get to the next stage in your journey. There might be some things from this relationship that seemed really horrible that may have just saved your fucking life. Okay? And it's hard. This one is hard. If you're going through those early stages, you can just tune out here and bookmark it for later. But I always go back to the Byron Katie book. This one was so, and again, I only read the first 20 pages because she's got these four questions. And she says, is it true, right? So if you're like, that relationship, you know, destroyed my life. Is it true? You could be like, yes. And the second question is, can you absolutely know that it's true? Then you're like, oh shit. Remember, you're being honest.
You have to be honest. No, the answer is no. You cannot be absolutely for sure know that it's true.
You can't be absolutely for sure that this relationship destroyed your life. You can't. It's probably not true. Ah, shit. Third question, how do you react when you believe that thought? So how do you react? What if, I want you to just feel in your body like, oh, that relationship ruined my life. How does that feel? Like, I feel like a sinking feeling, like sinking sand, and like it's rotting. Okay. Fourth question, who would you be without that thought? Okay, so this relationship destroyed my life, makes me feel like shit. I can't really tell if it's true or not. What if I just choose not to have that belief at all? Who would you be without that? Well, shit, I would be like a totally different person. I would make different choices.
And are you allowed to change and think that way? Yes, you are. So it's just you getting in your own way and your stubbornness and your ego, you whatever. But those are like, it's you break those fucking four questions down and you're like, oh, not right.
Not right.
Not right.
Actually,
easier said than done. Again, easier said than done. And you have to process a lot of it already ahead of time. Otherwise, you're not going to be honest with yourself.
Right.
And you're going to be like, yes, my life is ruined. Fuck everybody. Fuck Greg. Fuck, you know what I mean?
I've met some people who say that, like you ask them a question like that, and they're like, yeah, absolutely, my life's ruined. And I'm like, yeah, but could you see how maybe...
You're still too hot. You're still too close to it.
Could you see how maybe that could not be true? And people have literally said to me like, yeah, but I still want to be angry for a while. Okay, great.
So you're being, at least you're being honest.
Great.
Just step forward.
Great. Okay, so this is the game, y'all. This is the breakup game. This is the brokenhearted tonight.
Da-da.
This is the last stage, like I said. So you will begin to piece together what happened in your breakup and accept it and acknowledge the part that you played in it. This was hard for me at first. I was like, damn, I'm going to have to be really honest with myself and like humble as fuck to be like, yo, I contributed to the problem. I did. And so you have to really get to that point where you're like, now I'm going to search for the gifts. Where are the presents? Where's the blessings that I got from this? Even though it was like wildly embarrassing, humiliating, terrifying, and sad. It's the ultimate, like I said in the beginning of this episode, this is the ultimate experience. You can't get more extra credit or bonus points on earth than you can from breakups. You really can't. I can like name something. Name something else. I don't know. These are kind of the worst.
Yep.
And at the same time, there's like less at stake because it's not like some traumas where you're like, oh my God, it was an earthquake and like my whole house caved in. That's terrifying, right? But this is like, yo, this person's no longer in your life. You're going to be emotional for a while and then you're going to figure out how it benefited you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the University of New Hampshire gave us some cunty little questions. Maybe that's not the appropriate way to describe them, but it's like you're going to have this feeling of like pure disdain.
For CLQs.
CLQs. They said, do you notice a pattern in the types of people you seek to have relationships with? Ooh, sis, don't come to me with that question. Like, of course, you start seeing like, wait, I've had like manipulative, abusive people in my life this whole time. And I've just been like, oh, boo-hoo. Bitch, start to notice.
And that also will go hand in hand with being a people pleaser.
Yeah, start to notice your patterns and start to find these like online therapy videos and communities of people going through the same realizations, because then you won't feel alone. Because at first you're like, oh my goddess, I'm
an idiot. I got duped.
I'm an idiot. I'm a failure of a person. Like, but then you're like, oh no, this was literally God or goddess like sending me little pings of like text messages like, bitch, please notice. Bitch, please notice. We're giving you these intense experiences so that you can learn. Why else would it happen? You know? Second question, how do you react to stress and conflict? Are there different ways you could react that might improve your relationships with others? Interesting. All these things just to contemplate. How open are you to accepting others for how they really are instead of pushing them to be something you think they should be? Oh, sweating. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Do you tend to change yourself drastically when you are in a relationship to be who you think your partner wants you to be?
See, like we're saying earlier, and that's not going to be sustainable.
Nope. Do you tend to change yourself? Oh, I said this one already.
Tend to repeat the same question?
it's getting me all excited. Do you feel in control of your feelings, or do they seem like they control you? Yeah, that's something you'll feel through this whole process. Like, you're going to have a new relationship to how you produce feelings and how you process them. And that is the wizardry and witchcraft I was talking about. Are you able to clearly communicate your needs and desires to others? That was a big one for me. I did not feel safe to do that.
Yeah.
Even now, like I'm literally saying like this, I figured out 4 months ago, right? So these are the gems and the crystals and the jewels that you're going to mine from this crusty ass experience. This is how you're going to get out of this thing and be, this is your glow up, okay? I know, it doesn't seem like, I thought it would be a day at the spa that would help me glow up, but it's really much deeper work than that. Looking back, what were some things you might have done to contribute to the problem, to the problems in the relationship, right? So this is where you're able to get really honest with yourself. And if you've arrived to this point, you're a superhero. Congratulations. This is some crazy work. Because at the end of the day, it's just you and you having a you experience, you know? And if you zoom out, you can't make the wrong choice, because everything you do, no matter how painful it is can lead you to a better existence, to have your dream life. You become a master candle maker all of a sudden from this one.
And again, all of the key to all of these relationships, and the biggest relationship you're ever really going to have, the one you're never going to be able to escape, is the one with yourself. So if that's the one at the end of the day that is the most important. And I think if you can do that first, then the rest of your outside relationships are going to get a lot better. Easier said than done, again. But like, and you usually don't even know where they start unless you have a lot of different types of relationships and you can understand like, oh, that one's fucking shitty. Oh, that one's cool. Oh, that, you know, it takes a while for you to even observe them and understand where you are with them. And it's all part of the game. You're doing great.
You're doing great, kid.
You look good.
You're doing great. We're so proud of you. We're so grateful that you have the courage to even consider these things. Like this,
it takes a lot of courage. It does take a lot of courage.
Like, I'm continuously impressed at this community of babes that are here trying to figure this shit out with us, because we're bringing to you topics that are hot and fresh off the press. Like, these are things that we are currently experiencing, right? And so another thing to keep in mind is the sense of humor. Like, we love to bring you these topics, but try to make it fun and make it funny. Because at the end of the day, you know, you're going to leave this earth and go on to have another adventure. And it doesn't, they say, like, as soon as you pass on to the next realm, you're like, oh, wow, that wasn't that serious at all. Right. And the hack is to figure out how to have fun with it here and now, because this is the most dense place you can do it. So you're going to develop so fast and so effectively on earth, no matter how painful it is. You are going to become a badder bitch. Period. End of episode. I hope you enjoyed this.
Control-Alt-Delete.
Control-Alt-Delete. No, we can't delete. This is a great episode.
Apple Z.
So if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend who might need it. Sending love to all of you. Sending love to all of you that are going through heartbreak and breakups and this confusing emotions and feelings that have to be transmuted from a breakup. It's very painful and we feel for you. And please let us know in the comments how it's going for you. And if any of these tips have helped. We will see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.